Am I always this naked, you may ask? Well, of course not. But I do prefer to tell the naked truth. You see, I like it juicy, raw, and uncensored. The truth, that is. This water is so juicy. Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Zenten Speaks. So this another what really grinds my gear. What grinds your gear? Did you watch my last video? So as I mentioned, as a human being, I get things that annoys me and things that grinds my gear. So I'm doing my best and I'm working on those things to not let them grind my gear. Because I need to have true joy and be happy in my life instead of being annoyed at things, right? Especially things I can walk away from. But, you know, we're talking and we like to kiki and talk about stuff, and that's fine too. So I want to tell you what grinds my gear. So number one thing that grinds my gear is many other things, but I talked in the other video. You can go watch that. Is I do not like handshakes. And I'm so thankful and hopefully I'm grateful and thankful, hopefully, that from now on, people will be hesitant to shake other people's hands. I don't like handshakes for two reasons, because it's unsanitary. And second is because it's a transfer of energy. And a lot of people, I don't want to take their energy. No judgment toward you. I just, you know, my body, my choice. I don't want to touch you. I don't like the culture of, if you don't shake my hand, I'm going to take it to an offense. And if it's for a job, I'm not going to give you a job because I feel offended because you're not touching me. Can we keep our hands to our own selves, please? Like, the only time I want to touch you, if it's consensual, of course, like, you're my homeboy, my homegirl, and we kiki. Or if we're going to do the Mountain Dew, which used to be my favorite drink. What is Mountain Dew anyway? Like, do they have that anymore? I love a nice cold Mountain Dew. Oh, so juicy. And oh, I love Mountain Dew, but I haven't drank Mountain Dew or soda for a long time. And so, yeah, let's tell me how you think about that. Like, if handshake is okay with you, it's stranger, that's fine. It's like with the sanitation part. It's like now we're not doing it because of COVID and other things. Like, can we just keep that, not doing that anymore because of that? And I understand a lot of people don't understand about the energy part. I get it. But at least the sanitation part. You know how many people go to the bathroom and do not wash their hands after number two? Do you know that? I know I wash my hands after number two. But I got to tell you, sometimes I don't even wash my hands. So, you know, sometimes I don't wash my hands. Not after number two, but after number one, or blow my nose, because I'm not going to be touching stuff or other people. So I'm like, okay, fine, I don't need to, or whatever reason. You know, we all, most of us has done it at least. So no shame here. At least I can be upfront and said, sometimes I don't wash my hands. And when someone's forcing me to shake their hands, I'm like, guess what? You just touched the hand that just shook my Lulu. You know, I don't feel bad about it because you're the one who wanted to shake my hand. Now you have my cheesy poofs in your hands. So that will teach you to stop forcing people to shake your hands. And this is why I bow. And it's a form of meditation as well as a form of yoga. Saying namaskaram to someone is showing them and having reverence for them. And this, it's a transfer of good energy, and it keeps you clean. It keeps your hand to yourself. So let's practice that, okay? Let's learn from the East, the Asians and other people who bow. Okay, let's learn that because it's a good practice. Speaking of that, side note, when I bow to anybody, okay? But when I bow to Asians, they feel funny about it, as if they get offended. Like, that probably grinds their gear. They probably think I'm making fun of them or I'm appropriating their thing. Like, okay, I get it. If you're Asian and you want to, let us know in the comment. Let us know how you feel about that. about people bowing or people speaking your language as they bow. Like, I remember I met this guy at work. He said he was offended because this lady, he told this lady that he's from Seoul or something, and she spoke in Asian, and then she bowed. And I don't think she was making fun of him. Like, it's like, whatever. And he was so offended. Like, we all offended for things. Like, I do get offended from handshake, and he loves handshakes. So, you know, go figure. I get that. I respect that to each their own. So, moving on. The other thing I don't like is gum chewing. Although I have chewed gum, but the kind of gum chewing that's like the whole world needs to know you chew gum. I had a housemate. If he's watching this, he'll know. And, you know, not saying anything bad. It's just like what grabs my gear. I'll be in my room and my housemate is chewing gum in his room and I could hear him. Like, okay, fine. You're living your life. I love it. And that's fine. I'm not telling you how to live your life, but it still grinds my gear. Okay. Can you just grab my gear? And I never bother anybody about it, but it still grinds my gear. It's like, you know, you're not a cow or a goat. Like, close your mouth. I remember growing up, they all often would tell us, chew with your mouth closed. Like, geez. So that grinds my gear. And I don't chew gum a lot. If I chew gum, it has to be a flavored sugary gum and not those scented ones. And if it's the scented ones, I would chew it for a couple of minutes just for the scent flavor. I do not buy gum or carry gum around. And I would take gum if someone gives it to me. And so I don't chew gum because growing up, most of us growing up in school, we are punished when we chew gum. As soon as we become adult, we're doing that. I don't understand that. That's weird. And we're taught to call people by their last names all our school lives. And as soon as we're out of school, we call people by their first names. It's weird to me. Maybe I'm living too much of a rigid part of life in that sense. It works for me, and I'm not judging people, but it's just like curiosity and interesting to me. And so that's the gum chewing part. And the third thing that grinds my gear is sarcasm. See, even that clock agrees. I dislike sarcasm. My opinion about sarcasm or sarcastic people is I feel like people are sarcastic because they usually are, if the shoe fits, and it's my opinion, I could be wrong. If I'm wrong, tell me in the comment below. Let's have a conversation. Get on my show on Wednesdays. Remember to like, comment, subscribe, and share. So, people who tend to be sarcastic is because they have, in that moment, maybe an insecurity. So, they have to make a joke of you to offend you, but it's a joke. I'm just joking. Or because I like you, I'm sarcastic, while putting you down, that's gross. And if you're a sarcastic person, ask yourself why you're sarcastic. And if you think I'm wrong, let me know. But I truly believe it's because people have insecurities or have low self-esteem that they have to put someone down to make a joke of them, about them, in their face, masking it as sarcastic. And anyone who wants to be my friend or a lover, I tell them, if you're going to be sarcastic, that's fine, that's your life, but deuces. Oh, I should do it. Deuce, no, like that. That's the Bamofet thing. What is it? Deuces. How do you do deuces? Like this, right? Deuces. Yes, deuces. Like, girl, bye. No, girl, boy, bye. Bye, Felicia, girl. Something, I don't know. I'm not a new kid. Look, I'm old and bald and I'm 72. I'm 72, I look young, but, you know, it's like, who's making those rules, right? Who's making those rules? So, yeah, like, I don't like sarcastic people or people who do that kind of thing. They rub me the wrong way, and I don't get along with them. The fourth thing that grinds my gear is pessimism. I had a partner who was so pessimistic that when I would tell him, don't be pessimistic, and I don't do that to people anymore. I don't tell people how to live their life. Be pessimistic if you want, and I'm going to walk away that way while you can be pessimistic. But the way it bothered me was, anything that I would think of doing, he would have a reason why it's gonna fail. Like, mind your effing business. Leave me alone. Let me do my thing. I don't need your opinion. A lot of people are so pessimistic. Even when I want to do the podcast, I didn't ask anyone for their opinion. I actually love my friend, Faith is the Law. You know who she is. You know, I mean, she knows who she is. She messaged me. She says, you know, I'm very inspired by you that anything you want to do, you just go and do it without thinking about it. And it's true. Anything that I want to do, like my business, A Day in My Life with Bunnies, you find the link in the description below. And if you like to subscribe to the YouTube channel that they have, you can also subscribe, support that way. And you can also support by purchasing the merch if you got the money. And you can also hire them to be in your parties or your events. They do live events and they also have a YouTube channel. So she would tell me, I do anything that I want to do. And I'm like, I am the son of God. Why not? God one day was bored. It is like, I want subject. Let me create the earth in 7 days because I want to chill. So he did that. And I'm made of his image. So why not me? And so she's right. And I see that within myself. Like, I don't carry doubt around. I don't carry pessimism around. I don't carry lack around. Anything, I am possible and I am capable, and I'm grateful that I have health, I have strength, and I have capacity up here. The only thing, of course, I'm saying that alcohol can also be a lack. I'm very grateful for all the 300 people who have subscribed to my channel, even when I asked people to do it. And I'm grateful for other people who had purchased my merch before, and I'm grateful for people who had hired me. I'm grateful for anybody who decided to support me about anything. However, just like looking at myself, I'm saying that I go above and beyond for myself to do my art, my entrepreneurism, my businesses. If I gain more support than I'm gaining now, I would excel to the moon. AMC to the moon. I sold all my stocks, by the way, AMC. When it hit at 34, I had to go. But I think it hit at like 64, and I was like, damn. But you know, it is what it is. I'm grateful for what I got. Moving on. Just waiting for Shiba and effing Dudge. And I bought like a lot of other ones. So waiting to be that zillionaire. anyway, so... yeah, pessimism. It's like, I do understand why people are pessimistic, because they're afraid that they will actually get something, or they're afraid of failure, or they're afraid to lose. And I do understand that. I want to shake you and be like, stop, because you are only what you believe is what you make happen. If I believe that I would fail, and I talked about failure before, I believe that failure, as Dr. Wayne Dyer says, failure doesn't exist. It's a figment of your imagination. However, if you're going to think that failure exists, failure means that you're not living in a present. You are so stuck in the future that you are hindering your own process. If you're enjoying the process and living in the present, whatever happens, happens to growth for growth of yourself or life or your business. So failure has no business into that at all. But if you're so stuck on the outcome, you're gonna have fail in your head. And that's like, fear is like the acronym of fear. I don't remember what it stands for, but you can Google it. You'll see the meme online. And so I don't believe in failure, and I have not failed because I'm very successful within myself in my own right. However, in the world kind of talking space, I'm not successful yet when it comes to my business because I need other people's support, which just makes sense. I can do all I want to do. However, if people don't support me, then it is that. But you know, another thing I'm grateful for? I'm grateful for that I'm enjoying the process and still living my life. As long as I can live in my castle you see behind me, and I have roof over my head, and I can eat well, and I'm healthy, I'm grateful. So... I dislike pessimism, and I would tell my partner then, I understand you have your dark cloud and pessimistic nature, but don't put it on me. Don't make me doubt myself. Don't put fear into my dreams. And I would implore you, if you have people like that in your life, you need to sit them down and tell them what it's doing to you. And if they refuse to listen, you can do whatever you want, but I would say to walk away, because that's what I've done. I've walked away because I'm like, keep your black magic to yourself. So these are the four things that grinds my gear. And of course, I'm working on them. At least the first two, I don't need to get annoyed by people wanting to shake my hand. I do my best to avoid handshakes, especially with the pandemic. I would bow. And if they really want to shake my hand, maybe I could fight a little about that because that's my space. You know, it's my space. MySpace.com. Yeah, I like MySpace more than Fbook. Like grandma would say, hey, can you help me make a MyFace account? Because she puts MySpace and my Facebook together, MyFace account. And so, but the second thing with the gum chewing, I can get over that. And when it comes to the people being pessimistic, I can just flat out ignore them. And if they want to, you know, be in my space, I can be like, you can do you, but please let me just not be pessimistic. Please, like, yeah. Anyway, so what grinds your gear? Please let us know in the comment below and let me know what you think about what grinds my gear. If you agree or not, even if you disagree, that's great. Unlike the left and other people, I love a counterpoint and I love a different idea and different point of views, different ways of thinking, because we're 8 billions of people in the world or more, and we all gonna have 8 billions ways of doing and thinking. So with that said, see you next time.